Imagine positive peer pressure to get you going for your first marathon. Nothing wrong with that, right? Positivity. Encouragement. There might be a little bit of issue if you haven't trained for one and aren't exactly ready. But that didn't stop Jaime. He ran into a number of different email threads going back and forth about training for the LA Marathon. And he decided, if all these other people can do it, I can too. So you'll hear throughout this interview Jaime talk about his first marathon, which he wasn't exactly prepared for, although he did finish. I love that story and part of the interview. But he also talks about how that ignited his love of running. And as he proceeds through year after year of his long-standing streak of running the LA Marathon, he's done a number of runs throughout the years and continues to push himself forward. What you might find interesting to hear, as I do, is that he plans on quitting every year, but carries on and signs up for another year and another run and another event. And it's impressive to me how year after year he carries on and continues his love of running. And he's going to share that with you in this interview. He's going to talk about signing up, dressing up in costumes. He ran in a diaper, which his work didn't exactly approve of. He ran in a superhero suit. Honestly, I don't think I've laughed this much during any of my interviews over the years. So I thoroughly enjoyed this. Thanks so much for Jaime for coming on. I called him Jamie a number of times, so my apologies in advance. His name is Jaime Ruiz, and he put together a great interview on this show. This is Drew, and you're listening to the Transformations Through Running podcast. Before we get into the interview, I just want to take a moment here to tell you about Complete Truth Protein. This is a plant-based protein supplement we designed ourselves at TrueForm. One of our main goals here at TrueForm is to help you energize your body and to help improve digestion. And Complete Truth Protein is one of the ways we can help you do that. Complete Truth Protein, also known as CTP, is great for smoothies. It will give you a natural boost of energy, so you can add it to smoothies. And what's great about CTP is there's no chalky aftertaste. Again, this gives you a natural boost of energy. It also helps with digestion. And then our other CTP product is a baking product, which is essentially a gluten-free flour that you can bake muffins, cookies, pancakes, all kinds of different things to help energize your body throughout the day. You can make these as healthy snacks and take them to work. You can try them before a run to help energize you. There's all kinds of recipes on trueformlife.com, which we'd be happy to help you out with. If you need any details or if you're interested at all, shoot us a message or head over to trueformlife.com for more details on Complete Truth Protein. All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. We have another runner here with us today. So welcome to the show, Jamie. I so much appreciate you being here with us.
Hi, it's Jaime, by the way. Nice to be here.
It's what?
You pronounce it Jaime. So some people call me Jamie, but I go by Jaime usually.
Okay. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Why didn't you tell us? Yeah. Tell me that when I met you.
Sometimes I correct it, sometimes I don't.
You correct it so much you just get tired of correcting it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I was born with that name, so I have to deal with it, I guess.
So, okay, sorry about that. All right, so why don't we give our listeners a chance to resonate with you a bit. Tell us a bit about yourself, maybe some background, and then how you got into running. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm from Southgate. I'm 39 years old. I've been living in LA, and I grew up here in Southern California. I still live in my hometown. I went to USC, and after college, I moved back home. And then I started working as an accountant. And then through one of my jobs, I worked at Honda, and they were the corporate sponsor of the marathon. And through seeing emails from work and seeing like posters hanging on the wall at the parking lot, and talking to other coworkers, I decided to sign up for my marathon when I was 28 back in 2008. And that was my first run. But I was a contractor. So they had like employees that were part of the Honda team. But as a contractor, like I would receive training, but like I would get emails. So I would try to follow the emails, but I had never run a marathon before. So I would go home and run on the treadmill. And then on the weekends, try to run with my dog. And then that's how I did my first marathon. So that didn't go so well because I didn't know what I got signed up to. I just, decided, oh, it looks cool, let me try it. But then it was like even all that training that I would run like an hour a day on the treadmill, and so none of that I think paid off. I still hit the wall. So.
And none of your training paid off.
No, I really, really, yeah. Because I think the day before, all I ate, I think, was refried beans, and so I was running a marathon. I was like, what is this? What is going on with my stomach? It was pretty much a disaster. When they said, oh, you're mile 20 or mile 19, I was like, what do you mean? Am I mile 19? I have to come back?
Stop lying to me.
Yeah.
So
I was not happy to, they weren't helping me, people cheering. They were I was getting more upset when they were telling me, you made it to mile 19. it can't be true.
So did you do any runs before so this is a full marathon that you signed up for?
Yeah. I had never tried it before. Never had because I would go to the gym, but the only thing that they had was the treadmill. So that's the only thing I would run on, the treadmill. So I never went outside, and so I would have to run on Saturdays. That's the only time I would go outside and run, because I had a dog and I would take the dog with me. And then the dog would run faster, so I would have to keep up with the dog. So that was a problem.
So did you run any runs at all, 5K, 10K, before you signed up for the?
No, I had never. Because I would work, and then after work I would go to the gym. But on the weekends I would never run, because I had my friends, I would go out with my friends, so I would always be too hungover to run the next day. So it was never a good time to run. So then, but I think that's where I didn't have the discipline to do it. Every time they called me, I would go out on the weekends and stuff. So my whole weekend plans were ruined, I think.
So where did the idea come from besides the emails? You're like, oh, I can do that. Did you see all these people emailing back and forth? And you're like, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, because I just decided to go one day. I think they sent out a program that said, oh, follow this training program. I said, okay, I could do that. So then that was I thought it was easy to do, but obviously it was a lot more work, because I think I didn't have the diet or anything. I would eat breakfast burritos every day for breakfast. So I had no discipline, having a strict diet or anything. So it was, I think all of that, even what to eat the day before the marathon, I was just eating whatever I wanted. I had no idea that you're not supposed to pick out on all this stuff.
So what happened? So you ended up, how did you finish that last? You said it was mile 19.
I think almost in 6 hours. I think about, I think one of my coworkers walked it and did it in about 9 hours to walk the whole thing. And just to finish it, I came in about 4:48 or something like that. So I didn't even know. I didn't have a goal or anything. I was running with bananas. They were handing out bananas. I was running with anything in my hand. So I didn't even... Yeah, but by the time I finished, I think, I said, I would never do this again. I never wanted to, I said, that was it. This is horrible. I never want to do it again. And then by the time the next year came around, I didn't sign up. I said, I took 1 year off. And then after I completely forgot about the race, I decided to go back and sign up again for the 2010 marathon. And then I did it again, but this time I didn't stop. I kept going. And last year I did it 10 years in a row. And wow. So I think that was one of the things that motivated me to keep going, because I hit that milestone and I didn't think I was going to do it, because every year I said, oh, this is my last one. And then
Year came around.
10, yeah, I think then I said, okay, then this is my last one. But then this year I signed up for another one. So So every year, like since I started, like I've never had like a marathon where I said, okay, you know, I'm gonna, like, because I would do so many, like I would do up to 3 a year, and then I after like, and then I try to cut it down to 2 a year, and then this year I just decided to do one race this year. So then even so, that's the way I cut back, but completely taking it out, I still have it on like my to-do list to do another one. So it never got easier, but I still go back because I think that I've been at it so long that I would lose like a lot of my fitness. I would lose like a lot of just my health, because I think I would like get out of shape right away as soon as I stop running. Like that's why I keep at it. And then it's also like discipline, like because like my friends don't call me on the weekends anymore because they know I'm always running. So then that's like, if like I have something important to do, then I put a race that day. So I make sure not to go overboard at a party or something. So I won't. So I try to discipline myself that way. I say, okay, I have like, you know, this whole, because if I'm not training for something, then I know that I'm free, and then I could go hang out with my friends, and then. And then all they want to do is like drink beers, and so then the next day I'm like, okay, they're like, let's go get more beers. So there's no time to train, like if you're always like drinking all the time. So this is like the only time like that I said for myself, and I have to block out like chunks of time to do a race. So then it's like before I would never have time to like, unless a race was like very far away, then I said, okay, then I could like, you know, go party this weekend, or but if not, then. It just has to like block out the whole weekend, because like, I have to get up early like Fridays, and I have to go to sleep early. So then Friday night is out, and Saturday night is like recovering from all that running. So then I think that's what kept me disciplined, just to the marathons. Like the only thing that I have I concentrate on that, because like everything else is a disaster. So that I think like. Once my friends get involved, it just ends up with turning into like one bottle of shots, and then you're like, oh, do another shot. So it's just like a whole different scene.
So for you, what is it that keeps you signing up? Is it that it kind of keeps you on track, keeps you out of trouble a bit?
Definitely. Because I think like if I don't have a race, then I have no excuses. So that this will at least gives me an excuse to like control myself, because I know if I don't have any plans that weekend, I won't be able to control myself, because I like would drink until I pass out basically. So this pretty much, like if I do it, if I still do that, then I have to run the next day. And so then I'm like running, I'm like, oh, I'm hurting. Oh, this is hurting. So everything's hurting. And then I'm like, so I regret it. I'm like, I don't want to do that again. So I don't want to put myself through that whole scenario. So then I know like I have to like watch my drink, take two or three drinks, and then I call it a day. So then that's how I think it like changes like my behavior.
How many times a week are you running now?
It's 5. And sometimes I go 7 days. Like usually I don't have any breaks. So like the whole Monday. I think the only time I have off is Wednesdays and Fridays. But I do like spinning class on Wednesdays, and then sometimes I would do it on Fridays. So I would be doing exercise 7 days a week, and then I go to work in the morning, and I ride my bike to work, and then like I go run in the afternoon and like ride my bike home. So I never have like any breaks. Like even that's why I think like that I don't want to keep running, because I never have any breaks. I'm always so tired. Like I always keep it going. It's like the only thing I want to do on the weekend is like sleep or just like, cause I never have time to like read a book or anything, you know, cause I'm always like outdoors exercising. So I was like, well, I need some time just to like catch up on a book I never finished. That's, I think, because once I get home, I don't even watch TV. I just go straight to bed. So that's like I'm like all day training. So it's like really like tough to keep it up. But
so why don't you take a step back? It's too challenging to do a little bit less?
I think the only way that I cut back is if by not running it, by just going to the gym. But so I would still get some exercise that way, but it's not the same. Like, I think, like, even if I do something else, I end up getting hurt. Like, if I start doing weight training, then I hurt a shoulder because I, you know, lifted too much weight. So, like, everything, like, always backfires. Like before I was into cycling, but then, like, to keep that up, like, buying all these new shoes, all these, like, equipment just for cycling, it was just, like, it's still brand new, all this stuff I have for cycling. I'm like, well, one day I'll go back and use this, all this gear that I bought. So I have other, like, plans besides running, but,
you're addicted, maybe. You can't get away from it.
I think, but at the same time, I don't, I take time off, like, after a race. I don't sign up for another race, and so I could completely have forgotten the previous race. So I don't like to, you know, I like to block it out, like until I completely, like, recover from it and say, oh, okay, now I'm ready to do another one. So I don't have it. I don't like it having, you know, having like another training schedule that starts like a whole. I don't like going the whole year, like, having to run the whole year. So basically, I need to, like, take time off just to relax, basically, and then that might be like, but not racing though.
So we saw some pictures of you in a diaper.
Yeah, I did. I won best costume at the Jet to JD 10K because my goal was, I had won it previously as a wearing Deadpool, but I wore that costume so many times, like every year, so I had to get a new costume this year. And then it just, I didn't win or lose the best costume contest. So it was good that by default, like, nobody else was there. 1 year I was the only one that dressed up, so I won. This year there was another guy dressed as a shark, so they gave it to me. So it was like easy competition, but it was something I was, like, determined to win that contest. And so I think that's the, because I couldn't run in a mask, so that's the only thing that wasn't. So I think it was a diaper and like a bonnet. So that was great. I think I was cheering people on, like, you know, yelling "Go baby go," like my new mantra now that I have. So it's exciting, like, to see, like, you know, like the spectators, like, riding their bikes in the strand. So that, like, nobody was expecting to see that.
Where did you get the idea from?
Because I had I didn't want to renew my, because there's nothing else at the Halloween costume store. They only have, like, masks and skulls, and, like, I can't wear a whole mask while I'm running. So there's, like, really nothing else. It's, like, came down to, like, you know, one simple costume. So it was, but...
So do you get...
they didn't appreciate that at work. I took a picture and I hanged it on the wall at work, and the next day they took it down. It was not appropriate for work. So that always happens to me when I wear costumes. They're good for running, but not for the office. Yeah. This year I think I'm gonna have to wear pajamas under that costume.
Did anyone say anything to you at work, or they just took it down and you knew?
Yeah, they put it face down on my desk. Oh. Yeah. But they're just like, it wasn't me. I didn't take it down. It was not. So that.
So what do you have next coming up? What are you planning to do, or what are you planning? What are you training for?
I signed up for a 10K on Manhattan Beach 10K on Saturday, and then I'm doing marathon LA marathon training again with the LA Roadrunners. But that goes for 6 months of training, so that goes through March. So that's basically, I'm busy all fall, winter, and the spring. So that's...
You booked yourself full for another year.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'll be doing the rest of the year, just running and trying to, like, keep up exercising, cross training. But...
So why don't you...
I still have Halloween, yes.
So you got your Halloween run?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So why don't you accept the runner label, that you're a runner, and then you do these marathons year after year, like, that's what you do, instead of being like, I'm every year, I'm done, I'm not doing another one.
I think because I've done a lot of races. I think I went to New York, I went to Chicago. So I've seen a lot of races. So I think that's the, like, oh, I got everything out of it already by, like experience those out of state races. So then I checked those off at my bucket list. So I think that's what grounds me to just say, oh, okay, I'm done at this point.
And then you sign up again.
But less races. Yeah, just one, I guess, isn't going to be that bad,
You have a
but
goal
I
when
don't know.
you sign up for a race? Like, do you have a goal to do better than last time, or is it just to complete the
Well,
race?
it's always my goal, but the reality is completely like not even close to it, because I always think that I train like for 5 months or 6 months, I always think that I'm going to do well, and then as soon as it's the first mile, I was like, what's going on here? Like, why does this hurt? What is this? Like, why am I like in so much pain? Like even from the beginning, like even after training for 5 or 6 months, it's like it all like it goes downhill from there, and it's like, well, I put in all this time like to do this, and so I would expect like every single time that I do it that I would expect to do well. But then like 1 year I didn't even finish. I ended up in the hospital.
Oh
Like
my
I
gosh.
had yeah, like what is it called, like heat stroke in the middle of the race. So I did go to the ER, but like I didn't see that coming because I had trained for like 5 months. So I was like, I thought I was ready, and then like the ambulance was like, oh, these are the guys that weren't trained, that going to the hospital.
You're like, I did
Yeah.
train.
I know. So I had done everything right, but it wasn't my day, I think. I don't know. I think that's, you only find out the day of the race if you're gonna have a good race. But I never go in there and expect like to hit the wall. I never think it's gonna go bad. So then that's why I say, oh, I'm never doing this again. It's like, it's just, I keep putting myself through that, but it's just not what I signed up for.
What's your favorite part about running? Favorite thing about running?
Just like running fast. I think that's because the opposite is like slow and like staggering, that's horrible. So the only time when things are clicking is when I'm running fast, and then I know that I'm like, that's, but that has to be downhill. At this point, if I'm running downhill, I could do that, but besides that, I think it's just like accomplishing that goal, like getting to that finish. So that's pretty much the best part.
Do you think that there's going to come a time where you're going to skip a year or you're not going to sign up? I suppose you think that every year.
Yeah, but I think I forget after 6 months go by, and then I said, okay, then I'm ready. But like I don't know if I'll do it a whole year. I don't think that I'll skip, because I think because it's so hard to start over. Because like if I skip 1 year, then it's so hard to, it's like starting from scratch, and then that's what I don't want to, put myself to start this process from day one again. So then that's why I might take 3 weeks off and then go back to running. So I think that's the only thing that I have to fall back on, because I know like after 2 or 3 weeks I'll be completely out of shape. So that's pretty much the most time that it's taken off.
What do you enjoy about running with the groups? There's a couple of different groups that you're involved in. Is that right?
Because they're pretty stable. One group, like they meet, like they're always there when they start. They always like start on time, basically, so you could always count on them. And then I always have, like, I'm always carrying like a backpack and all this gear, so that I'm able to like put all my stuff there and not worry about it, go run. Because if I would run on my own, then it gets tricky. Then I have to go back to work and then run around and go back to work. So like going like all these running clubs, then it's easier. It's just more convenient. You don't have to worry about parking. You just you just show up and go run. So it just takes a lot of stress of having to try to find a location and run. But before I would run from my house, I would run like with my dogs, and then I stopped doing that to go run with the running clubs. But I think I haven't done that in a long time. Like ran with the dogs, and the dogs before they would knock on the door, like they knew that I was getting ready to go run, so they were already scratching at the door. Now they know they're not going anywhere, so they don't even bother to do that anymore.
So what happens to the dogs? They gain a little bit of weight.
They're pretty. I think so. I don't know. I would wonder if they're still could run because I would take them like for 10-mile runs. So I wonder if they still could do that, but I haven't tested them in a long time. So I think they could still keep up though. But now I have three dogs, so that's why I can't run with three dogs. It'll be just too many. So that's why they all stay home now, because it's just I can't take one. I have to take them all.
Do you have anything on your bucket list that you still have to cross off, or did you achieve everything that you wanted to?
Well, I think that I'm pretty much, I said I did two majors, and I think I'm going to stop there. So I think that was enough. So I don't see any, I have a streak going on, the LA Marathon. I have like 11 years. So I think that's the only thing I'm holding on to.
So is there anything, I like to ask the runners, like, is there any memory that you can think of? I know you talked about heat stroke a bit, and you talked about your first marathon. Is there any run that stands out to you in your mind when you think back of a really challenging time that you were either able to push through and finish the race, or maybe you hit that wall and it just didn't work out? Because I think we can learn from failures and successes just about the same one. More from failures, but any race that stands out to you?
I think the only success that I would see that I had was like after, because when I didn't finish that race in 2015, I had three races lined up. So I had to do the OC Marathon like in May, right after I had gone to the hospital for dehydration. I had another race, and so that race was I was careful because I didn't want that experience. I didn't want to go through that again, like like passing out and all that. So but that race was different. That race was my best race. My PR was 3:57, so I hit the sub-4, but I didn't expect it. So I thought I was never going to run again, but I had that on my calendar, and it worked out. But I didn't expect that to be my best race. So
I suppose you can never tell. Like you said, that you just show up, hopefully in the best shape you can. And you never know what kind of day is going to happen.
Yeah.
Is there any, before we wrap things up here, is there any message that you would share with our audience about running, or is there anything that we missed that you'd like to talk about?
I think, I took it too serious. Like, I took it like if I didn't meet my goal, if I didn't, I was always upset. Like, if I had bad race, I was never satisfied with the bad time, but that's why I think I do those races for fun, where it's like I get to dress up in a costume, because then like at that point it's just for fun at all, like, and then I still like get mad and say, oh, I didn't finish, like I missed a turn, you know, I could have been faster, but it's like I'm wearing a costume like, and I'm still complaining, but I'm still having fun. So it's still, I think that's like I think a lot of people, they go to the start line and they're ready to race, but then I see like you could be like, I could like for charity, like you could be helping out a charity just by signing up for a race. So I think that's how I see this sport now. Like I helped a lot of like different causes by donating to their charities, by participating in the runs, and then having fun while dressing up. And so it's something like you could give back to the community that way. And I think that's something that is more important than just, you know, your time and things like that.
All right. Awesome, Jamie. Thank you. Or sorry, Jaime. Jaime?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I called you Jamie again. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. That's okay. That's why I didn't never say anything the first time.
I'll work on it.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time and coming on and sharing your story with us. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Transformations Through Running podcast. That was thoroughly enjoyable. Thanks so much, Jaime, for coming on. Thanks for making me laugh so much. That was a great interview, great story, great conversation. I hope you guys got lots out of it. I certainly enjoyed it. Just a quick mention here again about CTP before we let you go. Complete Truth Protein is a plant-based protein source. We believe at True Form you should be able to read, pronounce, and spell everything we put in our bodies. I know, crazy notion, right? We have very simple ingredients. We use quinoa and hemp seeds as a base in our main supplement. And then the other one for our smoothies, we only have two more ingredients. So two ingredients and four ingredients, and that's it. That's what we use, simple ingredients to nutritionize our bodies properly. You can add CTP in your smoothies for a natural energy boost throughout the day. And you can also bake with Complete Truth Protein. And if you're not a baker, we have tons of bake-free recipes like our protein balls. We have non-baked granola bars and more. All details are at trueformlife.com. If you get a chance, we'd love to connect on social media. We use Facebook often. Facebook.com/trueformlife is where you can find us. And we also are pretty active on Instagram as well. We'd love a follow. We'd be happy to follow you back. We're going to keep you updated about what shows are coming up in the future. We're going to have some quotes. We're going to have some audio clips. So follow us along there so you can stay updated with the show. And speaking of updated, we would love it if you subscribe to our show on iTunes. And we also are on Spotify, so if you can leave a ratings and review on iTunes and subscribe, we'd be so much appreciative of that. And then if you're on Spotify, if you could follow us on Spotify, that would be awesome too. We're also on a handful of other podcasting platforms if those two don't suit your fancy. Thanks again for joining me. Hope to get you on the next show.